The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello, welcome out to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com, your host Ian Wendt. Yeah, Josh Mitchell, our engineer today. Stacy Mitchell is here off mic today. Thank goodness. Yeah, thank goodness. We have Anna with ACTV. You'll see some of the clips from her from our interviews today. Fun list. We're moving through, closing up some winter sports and getting into some spring. We got men's volleyball, men's golf, and women's tennis in store for you today, but as we typically do to start the show, we do a week in review with Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College, and there's still plenty to get to sports-wise. This is the last, transitional period, your winter sports are ending, and now we're getting into spring, and then it's just spring, but still plenty to do for your department. Well, we start with another really good season for ACHA Men's D1 Hockey, make a great run in the national tournament and come up just short in that title game.
Yeah, I mean, that team's been so successful. They've made it to the national tournament or national championship game 4 years in a row now. And, I mean, national tournament, too many years in a row now that I can
right.
count at the top of my head. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely a run that people weren't expecting us to go on. We came in as the ninth seed. This is the first time we've played a first-round game in quite a few years. And, yeah, they made a run. They beat number 24 West Virginia to start it. Then they went and they beat number 8 Jamestown, and then they upset the number 1 seed, Minot State. They actually took care of business that game very handily.
Right.
And then, game against UNLV in the semifinals that pushed that game to overtime, and we won in overtime. And then, yeah, just came up short against number 2 Ohio University, and that was a tough one because you're playing your fifth game in 6 days. And, I mean,
yeah.
you never see that in hockey.
No, and it's so rare, even in ACHA tournament. I don't know this for a fact. Maybe you know. Has a team that's played on the first day, opening round, won that tournament in this format?
I have no clue, honestly.
I feel like that hasn't happened.
Probably not.
They're pretty rare to make the title game,
24
too.
Teams, and, yeah, I mean, if you get a first-round game, you have one off day in 6 days. And it's early.
Right.
You know,
I found
that
odd.
Once you get to the quarters, it's quarters, semis, championship, all 3 days in a row. So, and then just depending on what seed you get for that second round game determines if you play Thursday or Friday. So, we depending on the draw, we could have played all 6 days in a row. So, never know.
Well, great season for the guys. I know they certainly wanted to come home with the ultimate hardware from St. Louis, but with the circumstances, you got to tip your hat to Coach Gary Ellis and those guys. And you posted a couple articles about Bulldogs signing to play professional hockey at the next level. One out in Iowa and one up in Port Huron, Michigan.
Yeah, Braden Simmons-Fisher, he was actually on the team last season. And then after last year, he signed in the SPHL and the FPHL, and then he kind of bounced around a little bit and signed in the Coast at the beginning of this year and then got promoted to the AHL, first person in ACHA history at Adrian to move to the AHL. And then Justin Jammer just signed in the FP with Port Huron, and right before we jumped on the show, Sebastian Smith just signed in the SP in Roanoke, Virginia. So
nice.
Potentially more to come, too.
The SPHL, that's where at least one or two of the NCAA guys went, right?
Yep. We have a few guys go there as well. So that's kind of, to put in terms to make it, for the listener, you have your NHL and then their top affiliates, the AHL. That's essentially your AAA in baseball terms. And then the ECHL is your AA. Those are kind of the teams that are all affiliated with a professional program, and then below there's a few other pro leagues. Well, the top one that's not affiliate is the SP.
Okay.
So.
Well, very good. I mean, that's, you know, success on the ice as a Bulldog, trying to turn into, you know, maybe a playing career, and if not, just success in whatever field they're doing. So it's always nice to see these guys, and hopefully eventually these gals. I know some sign and play overseas. There's you know, more opportunities over there than in the States for the women, but it's nice to see those articles pop up. It's kind of a, you know, bittersweet thing, like, oh man, you're done with your career here and all the stuff you've done, but very cool that you get to play at the next level.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a huge thing when it comes to, you know, recruiting towards Adrian College for those teams. And, you know, the people that are playing junior hockey right now, and they see that, wait, I can go to Adrian, and then I can continue to play hockey and get paid for it now after college is a huge recruiting tool for us, and it just shows that the coaching staff at Adrian College is very good at developing players into the next level. And obviously our success on the ice just proves itself alone, and then, I mean, to always have great coaches with that helps.
Moving over to the women's D1 side, their season ends in the national tournament. I was scrolling the internet. Well, did the national champ come from Adrian's pool?
Yeah, Midland won it. We were, you know, the women, instead of just doing a single elimination bracket like the men do, they do more pool play. They do four pools, the three teams, and the winner of each pool advances. So our pool was number two, Midland, us at number seven, and then UMass was number 11. We unfortunately went 0-2, losing both games in overtime to 2-1 game to UMass and a 1-0 game to Midland.
Wow.
You know, the Midland goal, you look back at that, and, you know, it wasn't even intentional. It was just one of those bounces that they got, and it's yeah, kind of a heartbreaking end to that season. We can at least walk out and say we lost to the eventual national champion.
In overtime.
So, yeah, in
right?
overtime.
Held them to one goal.
To nothing.
Yeah. And then this afternoon, a new coach for that program. But not new to the building, right?
No, not at all. Maddie Maloney, now Maddie Nolan. She played here at Adrian College as women's D1 player. And then after she graduated, she actually became our head women's D2 coach. Then her and her fiance at the time and former captain of the men's D1 team, Sheldon Nolan, they kind of went to go start their lives together out in, they had an opportunity to coach some hockey out in Utah. And Maddie's family's still from around here, and they decided we want to get back closer to home. And so that decision was made, and Maddie's now going to be our new women's D1 coach for the future.
All right, moving down from winter sports wrapping up to spring sports in the mix. Good bounce back for baseball, going 4-0 on the week, including a three-gamer with Wabash over the weekend. I was talking on the show this morning with Jeff Bowman. It's hard to do a three-game sweep because usually you run out of arms, right? Mm-hmm. Usually your pitching gets depleted, and fortunately for Adrian, that's not the case. I mean, Coach Rainey knows how to find him on the mound, and the offense, you know, did its thing too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing that was huge for the pitching staff, you look at all four wins this past week. You know, midweek we beat Heidelberg 9-3. And then you go and you sweep Wabash on the road. But you look at how many runs we gave up. Three runs, two runs, two runs, three runs. You don't lose as many arms when you're not giving up that many runs. I mean, guys are going to be able to go deeper into games and everything and throw more innings out of the pen where, you know, you're going into your fourth game of the week and you still got eight guys in the pen there ready to go. They're 100%. So yeah, that was great to see out of them. And yeah, the offense obviously just putting it together was huge. So moving the win streak to 5, and the next week of national rankings comes out tomorrow, and I see us moving up from number 21 to back into the hopefully the teens.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And another, you know, note with the three games over the weekend, get you ready for that MIAA tournament, where those are quick turnarounds.
That and it just your MIAA regular season, because it's always a single game on Friday and a doubleheader Saturday.
All right, softball, they are .500 on the year, right down the middle. They're 10-10. They split with Franklin down in Southern Indiana, right? If I remember right, you know, one game really went their way, and then one game really didn't, looking at the runs scored.
Yeah, I mean, to worry about this team coming back to Florida, and it was just, you know, they have that one inning. You know, the games they lose, they have that one inning where they just can't seem to get out of it. In that second game, there was that six-run inning against Franklin. And, you know, and that just happened, obviously, in baseball and softball and stuff like that. And so, but like we also talked about before, it's a very young team, very young pitching staff, a lot of experience and a lot of innings. And we see this year being a year where we're going to compete in the MIAA. But this is a huge kind of don't want to say rebuilding year, but a huge experience year for some of our younger people, especially on the rubber.
Yeah, they're going to jump into that quick with, I think, four home non-conference games, and then they go to Trine.
Yeah.
Does that sound right, the schedule, top of your head?
I believe it's they open up at Trine this weekend.
Is it? Okay, so they have four games, maybe a couple doubleheaders.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
We got too many sports.
I know. AdrianBulldogs.com. We kind of got to do a rapid fire here a little bit. We have our next guest ready. Men's volleyball. You know, we'll skip that one. We got a volleyball player coming up. Men's lacrosse suffered another loss to Baldwin Wallace, non-conference play. Again, a tougher schedule that coach put together.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the thing the last few years as our team has gotten more successful. Better teams want to play you for the strength of schedule. And Baldwin Wallace is a solid program, and we hung with them. We played them inside in the dome due to some we had. And, you know, we're building through the non-conference to get it figured out before conference play when it really starts and make a run at an MIAA championship and get an automatic bid.
Yeah. It seems like, Prang, when the women's lacrosse team scores 20, they win. And when they don't, they lose. They scored 20 exactly against Capital and lose to Kenyon. They won 20-8 and lost 17-11. So if they hit that 20-goal mark, they're undefeated.
I mean, it's pretty hard to lose a game scoring 20 goals in lacrosse. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of been a consistent thing for them. The offense has been great. And, yeah, Kenyon's a solid program when it comes to lacrosse, both on the men's and the women's side. And, yeah, that's another team that's putting their pieces together, and they're projected to come in fourth in the MIAA, and they're projecting themselves to be a little bit higher. So, and that's been a team that over the last few years have grown and has been more successful, where better teams want to play us.
Club baseball's plural, D1 and D3 in college. D1 plays MSU, D3 plays Oakland. A new sport to campus, right, this season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they didn't play in the fall, did they?
The Division III, this is, yeah, both of them played in the fall.
Okay.
And the Division III team is the new one to campus this year. Yeah, and they actually started to bring rank number two in the country already. Hard to believe that. And, you know, it's awesome that we're adding these sports and we're showing success right off the bat. So,
conference play and home openers for both baseball and softball. For people listening that want to go watch baseball or softball?
Yeah, both games on Wednesday are playing at 3 o'clock, and then the team is playing at 3:30. So
all right.
Both on Wednesday at home.
There we go. Bulldogs.com. We'll take a quick break. We have a men's volleyballer ready to join me, and then men's golf and women's tennis. That's the outlook for the show today. ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. They're hiring cooks. Saw that in the sign out front. Stop on by for an application here at Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. We'll be back with more of the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening, and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Yep. Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We have a full show today. Men's golf coming up in a little bit. Women's tennis to finish the show. But right now, we're going to hit the court with a senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. He stands at 6'6". He is a middle blocker. His name is Carson Beck. Carson, thanks for being on the show today and talk a little bit about volleyball.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing good. We're getting all your technology ready to go.
Cool.
Yeah, the season thus far for you and the team. We'll start with the team. Decent record, 9 wins against 11 losses, 2-4 in the very competitive MCVL. How would you say the season has gone for the Bulldogs so far?
I would say it's been pretty good. I mean, we always have room to improve, of course, but I mean, last year we had a couple key components that graduated. So this year, you know, having a couple other guys step up and we're still settling in. And I mean, looking forward to this week. We got a game on Wednesday and Friday, and we're hoping to go 2-0. So that should round us out to 500, and I think that's gonna help us out through the remaining games of the season. So yeah.
Very, very good performance for you personally. You were named the Conference Player of the Week last week for your efforts. Carson, this is the opportunity where I give you a chance to talk about yourself, but then you say, it's all about my teammates.
Yep, yeah, I mean, I literally cannot do my job without them. So, yeah. I mean, as a middle, all I do really is block, and if we have a good pass, I get to put the ball down. And, I mean, it's all due to their efforts, right? If they're not passing, I'm not hitting. And if they're not putting the block up in the right spot, I can't do my job and get up there either. So it's all props to them, and our coaching staff's amazing. You know, I only played volleyball for a year and a half or so before coming to Adrian, and now, you know, the coaching staff's, they work with us really well. So, yeah.
Being a middle blocker, if people listening don't know what that is or they want clarification, could you kind of explain that position?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, the big guy in the middle, all I really do is if the ball gets set up there, I put my hands on it. I'm moving back and forth across the net, and that's about it. So just if the other team's hitting it over, my goal is to block it from coming over. So
okay, so that's the defensive side. Offensively, would you say you're more of a setup guy, or you're more of an attacking mindset kind of guy?
Definitely an attacker, for
okay.
sure.
All
oh,
right.
yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you move based on if you guys are receiving a ball or if you're on offense?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it doesn't take you that long to move around the court?
No, I guess I'm a pretty long stride, so yeah.
Uh-huh. Could you talk about the guys that are typically flanking you on your right and your left side? Or if it rotates, yeah, name a few.
I mean, some of our big players, Sam Landers, he's our junior outside. He's taller than me, towers over me a little bit. He's a big guy. He puts the ball down when it needs to be. He does great on defense. Then we have a freshman, right side, Mark Solans from Spain. He's a big guy too, and I mean, he's raw. You know, we're still coaching him up a bit, but he's pretty good to block with, you know. But
Carson, if I remember right, your team is really from all over the place.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
And I guess you'd be considered one of the more local guys from Michigan.
Correct.
What's it like being on a team with guys from, I know you got some from the state of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
And obviously you mentioned an international student from Spain, so yeah. Practices have to be kind of fun, you know, culturally a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we're always blasting some kind of different music. There's always Spanish music. We got some of the Hawaiian reggae stuff going
okay.
on. And it's a blast, man. I love it. I'm from a super white part of Michigan, Hudsonville. I mean, predominantly super white.
Yeah.
There's not much anything else going on there. So it's pretty cool to meet some new guys. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then road trips, get the same deal. Yep. Do you guys take any trips, the Chicago area, things like that?
Yeah, we've been to Chicago. Where else?
Oh, you went to Boston, didn't
correct?
You?
Yeah, we went to Boston.
Where you bumped into some guy at the airport? Right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. John Gruden.
Yep. Yeah, my teammates chatted to him up a bit, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Carson, what brought you from Hudsonville, Michigan, to Adrian to play volleyball? And you mentioned you didn't play it for very long.
Nope.
I'm gonna assume your school made you play some kind of sport.
Yeah, yeah. So
or strongly encourage you to play
a
sport.
So yeah. My freshman year, I was a towering, like, 5'8", 5'9", like 90 pounds. Super small kid.
Oh.
Tried out, and I graduated with just under, like, 600 people in my graduating class. So basketball tryouts were crazy. I didn't make the team. I was too small. So I found myself playing tennis a lot, and then they were starting a boys' volleyball club team. And my dad, he's good buddies with the guy that was going to be one of the coaches and help out and whatnot. And he goes, you hit your growth spurt. You're like 6'4", 6'5", now, so you got to do something with your height. And got me playing there. So that kind of skyrocketed my love for volleyball. And, yeah.
And then I'd say it's worked out.
It's definitely worked out, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you decide to play at the collegiate level. Did Coach Soto reach out to you, or how'd that recruiting go?
Yeah, so I played a couple sessions of men's club outside of school. So we would do some tournaments in Chicago and stuff. And I had got some interest from some of the local schools, like NAIA, like Aquinas, okay. and Cornerstone. And Jose, he talked to my coach at one of our tournaments, and he gave him the card. And I emailed him, whatnot, and then we started chatting. And, yeah.
And then here you go. Here you are. Being a senior, I got to ask plans for – geez, in a couple short months, you going to graduate and go do something, or is there a fifth year maybe in your future?
So right now I'm planning just to move home, get a job in data analytics somewheres. Grand Rapids is close, a lot of job opportunities there.
Oh,
but
sure.
Also debating going over to the UK, playing some pro ball-esque stuff over there. That would be a cool opportunity. So, yeah, it's up in the air right now. Once season's done, I can, you know, sort my decision out. But, yeah.
Being 6'6", this might be an odd question. Professional level, would you be at the net, or would you have to learn a new position?
I would be at the net, but okay. Depending on where I would play, I would probably be like 3 inches, 4 inches shorter than most of the guys on the team. A lot of the guys are just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some guys on your team.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, you talked about Sam. He's,
yeah, Sam.
I remember
6'7".
Him being in here.
Oh, yeah. And then Mark's our freshman, he's also 6'7", so yeah, it's pretty cool though.
And ultra competitive conference. Mm-hmm. If I remember the preseason correct, you had a couple in or flirting with the top 25 in the country. Is that still the case?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Our conference is always super competitive, especially just making our conference tournament. Out of the 9 or 10 teams we got, only the top 4 will make it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, usually we're floating around between like 5 to 7. So, but I mean, it's up in the air right now. A couple of the teams have dropped a few matches that they should have won, and so it's super up in the air. A couple teams are just to one loss, and then so if we can win out the rest of the season, we have a shot of making it. So that would be amazing. So
that would be. Yeah. So a 3-0 sweep over conference opponent Mount St. Joseph.
Yep.
And a loss to Wittenberg 3-1. So that puts you, as I mentioned earlier, 2-4 in the league.
Yep.
You got a non-conference one Wednesday on the road.
Yep.
And then a big one against Olivet on Friday on the road.
Correct, yeah.
So a couple road trips this week.
Yep. This week, yeah, we're on the road. I mean, we got buses, so, you know, we'll travel nice, not having to squeeze in a van or nothing like that because, you know, tall roster, we don't fit in vans very well. But
we physically cannot take this van.
No. But, no, I mean, Olivet's not too far down the road, so, I mean, we'll be jamming, you know, getting ready for the pregame. So, yeah.
One more for you, Carson. It was senior day this weekend before your win over Mount St. Joseph. Number one, nice to get a win on that.
Oh, for
and then,
sure.
And then number two, like, you do the senior day stuff before.
Yep.
There's some emotion. I mean, I bet you had some family and friends in town.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. My family, they're amazing. I love them so much. They're so supportive. They come to basically all of our games. And my mom, she's always like, does your team want food? Let me cook some food for you. And my grandma, she's always like, we're tagging along. You know, it's always a great time. So
nice.
Yeah, support is awesome.
They always think you're hungry, don't they? Moms and grandmas always think you're hungry.
Well, they're not wrong. So
you are a college athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how many more, if you know off the top of your head, you have Olivet in conference.
Yep.
How many more shots do you get in the league? We still have a few more weeks left in the season.
We got this week, and then next week we have two conference games against Mount Union and Baldwin Wallace. So, yeah, Baldwin Wallace is
okay.
Preseason they were ranked, I don't know, between 12 and 15. So they're a good squad, but I mean I think we can take them down if we play our best. So
that's what it's all about, playing your best at the right time.
Exactly.
All right, Carson. Well, I appreciate the time tonight. Taking some time away from the gym to talk some sports here at Frickers.
Oh, of course, anytime, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, good luck Wednesday on the road, and then especially up at Olivet on Friday. So
awesome. Thank you
so much.
Good
luck there.
Thanks.
All right, once again, folks, that was Carson Beck with the men's volleyball team over at Adrian College. We're going to step aside. We're going to get off the court and get to the course. We have Michael Schubeck with the men's golf team. Joining us next, this is the ACL Access Show from Frickers and Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening and spends Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Hello, and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Little Jesse's girl here at Frickers in Adrian. Stacy Mitchell dancing.
Always.
Always?
To this.
There's a reason you don't have a headset today.
Yes. To this.
Stay over there. Go dance.
Hey.
We have Josh Mitchell, no relation, in our studio, our engineer tonight. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We just talked with Carson Beck with the men's volleyball team at Adrian College. We have Hagen Elliott coming up in a little bit with the women's tennis program. But right now, probably the most envious sport of our listeners, whenever I bring a golfer on, I feel like there's a collective like envy and jealousy of these student athletes. I have Michael Schuback with me. He's a sophomore from, I'll say, nearby Shelby Township, Michigan, within a couple hours from here. Michael, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Ian, for having me.
Sophomore year as a Bulldog, I have to ask, what was the road that led you to Adrian, Michigan?
Well, a lot of it came through high school and, honestly, some of the broadcasting stuff that's allowed here and kind of the passion that I had. And then, obviously, golf was a big part of it. Brent Greenwood, our head coach, does a great job. He was a very great guy on my recruiting visit and everything like that. Really kind of made me feel like home and kind of just ended up Adrian College after that. Didn't really put many other schools on the radar.
There's a photo of me somewhere. Do you work with ACTV?
I do work with ACTV,
okay.
Yes.
Did you work? You worked some football games, probably.
One, yes, I worked
okay.
One.
All right.
On camera duty. Yep.
Nice. It's a great time.
Yeah.
That's where I got my start. I had a buddy that was with it and said, "Hey, do you want to help me do color commentary for a hockey game?"
See, that's
sure.
That's what I love to do. I love doing the play-by-play in color for hockey games, especially. I grew up playing hockey. Played hockey all the way through high school, and then came here and thought, yeah, you know what? I know a lot about the game. Played it my entire life, more so than I played golf. I played golf kind of started middle school area, played hockey since I was like 5 or 6 years old, so kind of just wanted to stay in the game a little bit, able to call some games, and it was nice.
Nice. I think those two sports transfer pretty well. Typically, if you're a hockey player, you pick up golf pretty easily and vice versa.
Yeah, I would completely agree. A lot of my friends, you know, it's kind of two routes that I see taken in the summer, and it's either baseball or golf from a hockey player, and, you know, either way, you kind of, it's the same kind of swing idea with it, so you kind of get a lot of crisscross between the two sports.
Through your four MIAA tournament rounds in the fall, which, again, I will say this as many times as I legally can, I don't understand why the split season.
Don't.
You're a student athlete. You don't have to say anything. I'll say it's weird. I'm not going to say ridiculous. I don't really understand it completely, why they have to do that, but over half your season's already done, the four rounds in the fall, averaging 82. And I know our league is very good on the men's and the women's golf side, but how would you say your fall went, Michael?
Oh, very up and down, very up and down. I came out in the summer pretty hot during qualifying, got in the first tournament, kind of struggled first day, played well the second day, and then ever since then it was up and down, couple big numbers, couple of low numbers, kind of equates into the middle there at around that 82. Like to be a little bit lower, but, you know, for the couple high rounds I had in there, able to battle back pretty nicely.
For the golfer out there, I mean, maybe I'm saying I'm one of these guys that's trying to break 90. I'd love to, like, an 89 on a card looks really good for us and maybe a lot of our listeners. Whenever that happened for you, maybe it was in high school, maybe it was in college, what do you think brought that number from 90 into the 80s?
You know, a lot of when I tell anybody who wants to kind of lower their score, kind of break that 90 number, a lot of it comes down to the short game around the greens, is being able to, you know, put the ball closer with your wedges around the greens and being able to make big putts and step up when it happens. I think that, you know, there's a lot of issues where, you know, you can stripe the ball off the tee, you can put the ball into the green, but if you're three putting, four putting, or duffing chips and putting yourself in bad situations there, you're going to gain way more strokes than you would if you blow a drive a little right, or, you know, you pull your iron shot a little bit.
People don't want to hear that, Michael. I know you. I don't know if you know this or not.
I know it's the fun part of the game.
People hate working short game. They love hitting driver. Go to the range and hit the ball far.
Oh, it's a blast. Trust me. I love it. I probably spend a little bit too much time on that part just because, you know, I want to hit the ball farther. I want to hit it off the tee. It looks nice. Looks pretty. But, you know, a lot of where I'm able to battle from and kind of keep those rounds lower does come around the greens. And I think that's something I picked up over the last couple of years that's really helped.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Even if your putting isn't great, if you can chip a little bit better.
And that's the biggest one, I would say.
Just don't three putt.
Yeah.
Right? Avoid a three putt. If you're a decent golfer, get your, you know, approach or your chip close and to putt it. You don't have to be a pro putter.
No.
Even though it helps. I'm sure you've seen or you've had days where it's like, man, I can't miss.
Oh, I had one. Yeah, I had one of those days yesterday out there on the course. We were able to get out at Legacy over.
Oh.
And same thing. Just could not hit an iron shot to save my life, but anything within 15 feet was dropping. So it was a fun day.
Being a sophomore on the team, would you say the men's team is a younger squad, older squad, or a pretty good mix?
Oh, we're very, very, very young. I think we have no one graduating this year. Our oldest is a junior, two juniors, sorry, and then three sophomores and a fresh. Or sorry, we had a kid that recently. He's now on our team full time. He was a little bit of hockey back and forth, but now he's full time golf after some injury issues. And so four sophomores and a freshman. We have one of those. Well, another freshman coming back from injury next year, as long as a senior coming back from injury next year as well.
Wow. Yeah, very young.
Yes.
Very young. So then what's it like? The Bulldogs right now, fifth in the conference standings going into basically the final weekend of conference play. That'll be the end of April. Hope is hosting that. Again, very good league. I mean, you freshmen and sophomores going in. I bet there are juniors and seniors that are putting up some pretty low numbers. What do you remember? What the low round was for the year? Again, making all of our listeners jealous.
They're not gonna. There was a kid from Trine. I don't remember his name. I believe it was 64-5 He shot earlier this year at. I can't remember the course, but no, it was 65, I believe, was the final number. It was insane. I remember I don't like checking the leaderboard during the round, but kind of struggled near the end and was just kind of checking up on our team, seeing where we were at, and then I see what Trine was doing as a team, click on their team, and just kind of gasped for a second because of the score that I saw at the top of their team.
65?
I believe it was 65. I believe it was 65 in that area. It was mid-60s was all I kind of know there.
Wow. In a typical, or in those four matches and then in the spring, is it six golfers and then you take top five scores, or how does it get scored?
So we six players go, so it's five count four, and then we have one individual. The individual is just kind of there playing on his own. He has a chance to play kind of just to win the tournament is his whole goal. He doesn't count for the team or anything like that. And you have five, and four of those five will count towards your final score.
Okay. And the individual is the individual, like you declare at the beginning.
Yeah, going in, it's like we have our lineup set one through five, and then the individual's the sixth guy is what you call it, but they play as an individual.
Okay. And then typical, would you go out in like a group of four? Group of three, do you go with a teammate, or is it you against two or three other schools?
So for conference play, it's three. You play with three, two other guys from two different schools, and you just kind of normally it's based on, I believe it goes alphabetical order for the first four conference matchups, and then in the spring final, you line up based on seeding.
Okay. Then let's see. Do you know where you're going to line up for the spring finale?
Not right now. We have a few tournaments kind of in between the spring final.
Oh, so those count toward that.
So we kind of they don't count towards the conference, but for our lineup and the way that our coach kind of wants to work it going into the spring final, he takes everything into account. He wants to make sure he is the best five guys playing at that time. So, you know, we have, I believe, three tournaments, three opportunities if you're a player to kind of go improve yourself before we get into that spring final. And that's when he'll have his final lineup set and ready to go.
All right, understood. I thought the conference set that up based on your four, and then so that's Coach Greenwood.
Yeah, it's all Coach Greenwood making his decisions on where he wants guys to play. Sometimes it's people's preference, whether you know they have luck at a certain spot, and other times it's he just rolls it one through five, best scoring average or who's playing hot.
You guys have had an opportunity, and the women's team as well. I think you do a lot of travel together, ish, this season to kind of go all over. Not only in the fall, but here in the spring, looks like a trip to North Carolina.
Yeah, I know we just got back from South Carolina on spring break, and now for the men's side, the women head to Virginia, I believe the weekend of the 31st, and you know we go down to North Carolina. I believe we leave the 8th. Tournament's kind of over that weekend down in Camp Lejeune. It's really cool. It's kind of a whole veteran type thing on a military base. There's three groups you play. You play with a veteran. It's kind of just a really cool really happy to get in. Kind of a last-second email went out. Coach Greenwood jumped on the opportunity, and then we have lucky enough to go down to North Carolina and play.
Whenever I get a golfer on, I have to talk about not only how jealous our listeners are of how talented you all are, but the indoor facility that I want to say new, but it's becoming sort of a thing. You know, it's been around for a few years, but what is it like to have a facility like that where I don't know what the sign up sheet is or what time you can actually get, but just to have that as an outlet to practice.
Oh, it's amazing. I think we're really, you know, blessed to have a bunch of hours that we're able to go into that simulator room. There's a sheet that goes out during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for practice times where Coach Green was in the practice facility. He's helping you out with whatever you need for 30 minutes to an hour. And then outside of that, there's probably like a six-hour period where he's in there. Then outside of that, it's kind of free game, hour time slots, and you're able to sign up any time of day from, I believe, 7 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. And so you can, if you're a late night person, you're busy during the day and you need some practice over the winter, even in the summer, and you want to hop in there and kind of late night hit the range, then you have that ability.
That obviously changes your outdoor practice schedule a little bit, but I'm sure if the weather looking outside ever wants to turn to spring, what's an outdoor practice look like? Or is it just we're going to go out and play around? Like you don't go to an outdoor range, you just hit the course.
So we go... we have a really good partnership with Tecumseh Golf Club over in Tecumseh. They give us the opportunity when their range opens. It's going to open a little bit later in the season. Obviously, we have course play opening up this upcoming week. If it's over 40 degrees out, we're allowed to go out there and play. But, again, we have a really good deal with them where we're able to go out there and hit the range if we want. Again, Coach Greenwood gives us a lot of freedom on what we want to do within a given week. He wants to see us out there. He wants to see us practicing. But, you know, if we're going to sit there on the range and stripe the ball every time, he'd rather see us go out there on the course and practice it in real time and get real results rather than seeing that ball go straight. You'd rather see how it kind of works on the golf course.
And, again, I'm thinking of the average everyday golfer does that same thing. They go to the range like, man, I'm hitting the snot out of this ball. I can't miss. These are going great. And then you get to the course and it's like, what did I even do?
Oh, it's me all the time. I honestly get mad at myself whenever I'm warming up and I'm having like the best range session I've ever had in my life. I'm like, it's mental, but like I just know that I'm gonna get onto the course and it's not gonna be nearly as good. I know they got to fix that a little bit mentally, but it's still just it's frustrating when you go out to the course and you have such a great time on the range and it just everything falls apart.
Yeah, unfortunately, golf is a lot between the ears.
Oh, huge between the ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
You fall apart in your mind before you do on the course.
Oh, 100%. I think that's the kind of the biggest thing that you have to handle as a golfer, and especially in competitive golf, it's completely different. You know, I know people that they're able to go shoot really low rounds, break 80 all the time when they go play regular golf, but you get out there in the competition setting, everything changes. There's so much pressure in every shot, and you know, I think it's really key for a good golfer in a competition setting to be able to handle the mental game and handle the pressure and, you know, the different situations you're going to be left. You're not going to hit every shot perfect, and sometimes it's hard for people to accept that.
I'm going to get a little technical golf here. Again, this is for the listener. We're talking about you. We're talking about your season and all the good stuff you're doing. I'm also giving out golf lessons free for our cave listeners. The Pro V1 people that always feel like they have to hit a Pro V1. You got a Titleist hat on. You probably swing the club hard enough for that to make sense. But the average golfer should not be hitting the ball like that. How important is it to be paired up with the right golf ball? Because not everyone is the same.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think my biggest thing is find what you're comfortable with. And, you know, some people force themselves into a certain brand or force themselves into a certain way. And, you know, things they have to have in their bag because they see a pro has it. But I think the biggest thing is find what you're comfortable with. If you have the ability to go get fit, if you're lucky enough to be able to go do something like that, and, you know, find what golf ball works for you, find what golf clubs work for you. And, you know, maybe it's not the Titleist brand you were hoping, but if that ball is going straight and you're getting the right reaction and the right distance, I think that's bigger than, you know, having the right name in your bag.
Michael, is that something that you can figure out with the simulator at the college? Does that give you that kind of detail to – pinpoint, okay, here's the kind of ball that matches your swing?
That would, I mean, you kind of have to take your own time and take a couple of different balls in there and test them yourself, okay, and figure out what you want, because there's a lot, you know, of preference in golf. Do you want a higher spinning shot? Do you want a lower spinning shot? For me, I spin the ball a lot off the driver, so I tend to want to play a lower spinning golf ball, whereas I can get more rollout because I don't carry the ball too far, so I rely a little bit on some of the rollout to get myself a little bit more distance off the tee.
All right. I mean, these are lessons, people. Take notes. Unless you're driving, then remember them and write them down later. You mentioned your trip coming up. These might not be the right notes then. It says you finished a spring break trip in North Carolina.
Yes, North Carolina. We stayed in South Carolina. The tournament was in North Carolina. Yeah. We go back in a couple weeks here, too.
Oh, wow. And you have Siena Heights, too, on the schedule, April 7th. And then a singles match. That's going to be competitive and kind of a somber moment, too, with what's happening with Siena. You guys typically play Siena Heights in golf, or is this kind of a last hurrah kind of thing?
It's a last hurrah kind of thing. We don't normally do something like this, but it was a cool way to, obviously it's sad. Siena's closing down. They won't be around anymore, kind of our crosstown rival situation. But, something to kind of end the year with for them and for us to kind of have a cool one last moment, between the two schools.
All right, that'll be at Tecumseh Golf Club Tuesday, April 7th. They're actually going to play a couple of rounds that day, 2v2 best ball. Then a singles match after that. Oh, yeah, it says right here, going back to North Carolina, mid-April for a tournament. So Bulldog bus or what's the travel plan?
We take Sprinter vans. We take the vans. Okay. We only have five guys going on to that one, so little bit lesser crew in the van, not as many people. And, we take the trip, we drive, and it gets a little crammed towards the end, but it's not a terrible trip. We just did it to South Carolina, and it wasn't too bad. Obviously, I wasn't driving, so I didn't feel
say,
most
Coach
of that.
Greenwood,
He does pretty well with those, though. He's done
he's
a lot of
it.
I feel bad, though. He goes to Virginia, and then he comes right back, and then the next week he heads down to North Carolina. He's going to rack up the miles for sure.
That he is. All right. Well, Michael, appreciate your time today. Best of luck coming up in early April and then late April for the MIAA spring finale.
Yeah, thank you, Ian.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. One more on deck. She is ready to go. Hagen Elliott with the women's tennis team will join me next live on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball takes the floor Wednesday and Friday evenings. Men's D1 hockey plays Thursday evening and spend Saturday on campus watching hockey, basketball, and lacrosse starting at noon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Right back on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. live from Frickers in Adrian. This is the place to be any day, any night of the week. Stop by South Main in Adrian. If you're looking for a career change or you just want to check it out, they're hiring cooks here at Frickers. So stop on by, grab an application. Speaking of cooks, today had some really good pretzel bites. So did Stacy's son, Vance. They're on special during happy hour, 3 until 6. Then is that 9 to close? Is that same special, Stacy, behind you? 9 to 10:30? Yeah. All right, so just about close. You can get the pretzel bites, nacho cheese, chips, onion straws, brew fries, mini corn dogs. Oh, man. All the stuff these student athletes should not be eating in season. I'm kidding. They can eat it. Athletes, doesn't really matter. They're all in shape. Anyway, we just talked some men's golf, talked some men's volleyball. We talked to Mike Prang. I've been telling you all show, we're going to talk some women's tennis. And I have Hagen Elliott with me. She's a junior from Saipan, Northern Marianas Islands. How did I do with that pronunciation?
You did great. Better than most.
Okay. Well, great. I'll take that. You're a name that's popped up on AdrianBulldogs.com for these match recaps for last number of years. You're either in the number one or number two spot. Mm-hmm. I have to ask, first, what brought you to Adrian College?
A coach recruited me through a recruiting app, and Adrian just gave me a lot of financial aid, and so that's mainly the reason that's the main reason that brought me to Adrian. Yeah.
Did you play tennis before?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about that.
I started playing competitively when I was 12, and then I went to go to play for international competitions representing Saipan, and I think that really improved my game throughout the years, and I still get to do that even at, while in college, so yeah.
Could you help our non-geography majors as to where Saipan is?
Do you know Guam by any chance?
Southeast Asia? Or no?
No, not really. I mean, it's in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
I would say by flight, it's 3 hours away from Korea, 4 hours away from Japan. So it's really just right in the middle of the ocean. And if anyone knows where Guam is, it's just 30 minutes away. So it's not really near anything.
Okay. So northern Pacific-ish.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
So if you draw a line east from Japan.
It's or a little down south, I think.
Okay, all right. We're just getting people, their bearings right. They're in a car right now, and they don't know exactly. That just goes to show you the wonders of the internet, right? You would have never found Adrian College.
Oh, no, yeah.
If you didn't. Did you, put your name in a pool of players that says, hey, I'm interested in playing tennis at the next level?
Yeah, I put the states that I was interested in. Mainly it was, the East Coast. And Michigan was never really on my radar until a coach reached out to me.
So, okay. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've had, I don't know if it's two, if you had two or three coaches in your time.
We had two, one.
Okay. I think you've had two, right?
The coach that recruited me left.
Okay.
And then once I came here in 2023, that coach left, and then we had our assistant take over, and he's been our coach since then.
Okay, so this will be your third?
Third.
Ish.
Ish.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter when you're on the court.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get your opportunities at the singles matches, and you get your chances in doubles as well. 8-2 in singles, currently at the number one spot, too. So you're going up against school's number ones as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, you like that competitive nature.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm all about it.
I got to ask, because when people maybe watch tennis on TV, it's vocal.
Yeah.
Do you get vocal when you swing?
Oh, no. I'm like the quietest person out there.
Like a mouse playing tennis.
Yeah. Yeah. You would hear nothing from me on the court.
Do your opponents?
Yeah, my opponents will.
Okay.
But I'm the total opposite.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say is a strong point of your game? Obviously, they all have to be good.
No,
but what would
yeah.
you say is your best?
My best? It would be my backhand or my serve. Yeah.
So not the forehand.
No, the forehand's my weakest.
Ooh, I hope your competitors yeah. aren't listening.
Oh, I hope not.
Is the forehand your right hand or are you left-handed?
My right hand.
Okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to work on.
No,
is it
yeah.
because you work on your backhand so much you think that the forehand has suffered?
I don't know. Like, I think I
you're
really
just more comfortable
no
that way.
Yeah, I guess so. That yeah.
Let's see. When you're in doubles, the one that you've been paired up with more often than not.
Yeah.
Could you talk about playing with her?
Honestly, it's so fun. We always laugh during our doubles match. It's like probably not we need to do, but honestly, it just keeps us like a good mood. Because whenever you're in a good mood, you play good, and then it keeps us loose. And then it makes us want to have fun on the court, which is what we both want at the end. So. Yeah.
Hayden, could you talk about your trips down south? You had a chance to play 5 matches in Florida, picked up a win.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about that trip?
It was fun. It was fun traveling down to Florida with the girls. It definitely brought all the girls closer than in the fall. And our win, we were really proud of that win. And... I think the girls, I don't know.
but the couple ones you lost, they were close. There were 4-3
yeah.
losses. So,
yeah.
you know, it's competitive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
What do you think it's going to take to, you know, maybe flip that score to be from losing 4-3 to winning these 4-3?
I think all of us need to go in with a competitive mindset, or like a mindset where we won't like give up mid-match, or we'll just stay strong until the end. And I think we just need to push ourselves to the very end. And I think that is what would make the score flip.
I know part of the matches are doubles, but the other part's the single side. It's a very individual sport,
mm-hmm.
right? But
yeah.
but they score it as a team,
yeah.
kind of like golf.
Yeah.
So how do you focus on yourself, but also, you know, be mindful of your teammates? To maybe someone needs to pick me up. Uh-huh. Maybe they need, you know, someone else to tell them something.
I mean, all the girls we're there for each other, whether you're on or off the court. Like, we'll always cheer each other on, and I think that. Is what really makes everybody become competitive or push to the end. And I think when you're on the court by yourself, obviously you want to win. You want to win for yourself and the team. So I think that's like the best way to put it.
So looking forward, conference play opens on Saturday. You
mm-hmm.
travel to Angola, Indiana
yeah.
to take on Trine. And then your first home match will be the first of the month, taking on Alma at 4:00. You know, the non-conference are important,
mm-hmm.
but it's the MIAA ones that
yeah.
that really matter, that you want to push to get into the MIAA tournament. So, you know, got to be looking forward to the next week or so getting into these games.
Mm-hmm.
Your team's projected to finish 5th. 6 teams make it, so you got to find a way to win a few of these.
Yeah.
What's Trine looking like, and what's Alma looking like? What kind of scouting do you do, or do you just show up and play your game?
I mean, I think Trine and Alma, we're like pretty close in skill level with them, and we know most of the girls that play in the lineup because we've played them in like previous years. And so we already know what to expect.
Okay.
But I think like the freshmen, they might be a little bit more nervous going into it, but then I think they're more excited than nervous.
I think excited is the right word. Ready to get out there, and maybe the weather will cooperate for you.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know. This snow is not very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jen, I appreciate you coming in tonight and talking some women's tennis with us. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you.
And once again, Hayden Elliott with the women's tennis team joining me on the ACL Access Show. Before that, we heard from Michael Schubeck with men's golf and men's volleyball with Carson Beck. Mike Prang kicking off the show for us today. Thanks to the folks here at Frickers for always taking care of us. For my co-worker, Stacy Mitchell. For my engineer, Josh Mitchell. Anna with ACTV. I'm Ian Wendt saying goodbye until next week. Same place, same time for the ACL Access Show. On 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.